With a news update on MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore. From the Salem News, Julie Manganis writes that one of the major sponsors of the defunct Grand Prix of Boston has filed suit against two North Shore promoters of the event. Promoters John Casey of Boxford and Mark Perrone of Ipswich are named, along with Boston Grand Prix LLC, in a suit filed Friday afternoon in Salem Superior Court by Global Partners LP. Global Partners, which paid $275,000 toward a $550,000 sponsorship deal with the race promoters earlier this year, is looking for an injunction preventing race organizers from selling or disposing of any assets other than refunding ticket holders until they get their money back. The suit seeks at least $275,000 plus additional damages to be determined. Police have released the name of the 13-year-old boy who drowned Sunday in Walden Pond in Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
The 13-year-old student died on Sunday while swimming with friends at Walden Pond Reservoir in the Lynn Woods. The name of the student, 13-year-old Jose Angel Capellan Rodriguez. He was a student at Breed Middle School. Writer Bridget Turcott of The Item writes the following information about the rescue. Saugus Fire Chief Michael Newbury said the fire department assessed the reservoir from Walden Pond Avenue. The boy was across the pond on the Lynn Woods side, he said. Karen Benson, owner of Indian Rock Stables, said that she saw a group of teenagers playing on the rocks across the pond from an access point, her property, at about 11 a.m. Benson said that she had called the police department daily for 2 months to report that people are swimming in the reservoir, where it is prohibited. Most of them, she said, swim at the pump house, which I think is even more dangerous area than where the little boy died, she said. Saugus firefighters used a rescue boat, and Saugus and Lynn firefighters traveled the perimeter of the pond to try to locate him. Newbury said it took close to 20 minutes to find him. There are more details in this story in today's edition, the Tuesday edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Massachusetts State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead, Swampscott, and a small part of Lynn has filed gun legislation to impact those on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy guns. Her bill is now making progress at the State House.
But if the federal government can't protect us, I think it falls upon the states to make sure that we take matters into our own hands. So I have filed this bill. Just yesterday on television, the Speaker of the House, Speaker Robert DeLeo, mentioned that he is in favor of the bill, specifically mentioning my bill. And I look forward to seeing it through. It's a matter of public safety, and I agree that it is truly a no-brainer.
Representative Lori Ehrlich. You can hear Bill Newell's full interview with the representative following in our North Shore Newsmakers segment. From the Gloucester Times, Ray Lamont writes that Gloucester Harbormaster Thomas T.J. Shimataro said Monday he's considering Independence Day as a target for having a new deputy harbormaster in place, a step that would complete the leadership aspect of a restructuring plan aimed at reshaping the management and services of Gloucester Harbor. The reorganization, which was spawned by a consulting firm's report that cited no financial mismanagement, but widespread issues regarding the city's organization and monitoring of its more than 1,200 moorings, calls for the addition of a deputy harbormaster to provide assistance to the harbor chief on and off the water. Shimataro's Coast Guard enlistment expires on July 4, but he is taking his remaining leave time and is starting with the city on Monday. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken said the city has received 16 applications for the new deputy harbormaster's post, which is budgeted at $54,000, beginning on July 1. And Paul Halloran writes in the Daily Item, when Anna D. Bernardo arrives at Harvard University later this summer, she will become the latest St. Mary's High School graduate to enroll at the most prestigious school in the world, according to Paul. The seventh St. Mary's graduate since 2008 to attend Harvard, DiBernardo has scored an impressive achievement when you consider Harvard receives more than 37,000 applications and offers admission to only 2,100 students. A Danvers resident, DiBernardo said Harvard was her dream school, and she didn't tell anyone other than her family that she was applying until she got in. Her sister Lucia graduated from Harvard this year. And according to Grace Carter Reagan, St. Mary's head of school, She's quoted as saying, "We are thrilled that Anna is keeping the St. Mary's Harvard tradition going. She's an outstanding student and a wonderful young lady." That's this Check on News for Tuesday, June 21, 2016.